This is Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison with David Bowie. Perhaps a few listeners remember a time when Kansas City was the fashion center of the Midwest. Maybe not. Might be before their time. Buildings in the garment district employed thousands of people and made clothing worn all over the country. It's been a while since we've had that stature in the world, but one annual event may slowly but surely be putting our town back on the fashion map. KC Fashion Week is next week, and joining us to talk about it is the Executive Director, Tisha Barber. Welcome to you, Tisha.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Nice to have you here. We should mention the events are Thursday through Sunday next week at Union Station, and we'll have a link at our website, kcur.org, so you can get more information. Tisha, tell us a little bit about when KC Fashion Week got started.
Well, this will be our fourth season, and we have two shows a year. So we have a show in the spring, and we also have a show in the fall. So we've been going for about 2 years now.
Great. And that's a pretty new program. How do you feel about how it's going so far?
I feel like it's going fantastic. We've grown so much just since our first season.
Great. It's mainly a series of fashion shows, right? Maybe just tell us, as though we've never seen a fashion show before, because a lot of people haven't. What is a fashion show for?
It's really just a platform for the local, regional, and national designers to show their latest collections to the public and to media and to buyers throughout the Midwest.
And so is the purpose to sell something or to sell ideas or just to introduce the designers, the names to the population?
It's a little bit of everything. We would love to introduce all the designers' names to the public. A lot of our designers sell custom clothing to the public, but then also introduce the designers to stores and buyers and make them aware of these designers so they can actually sell their items in stores.
Now, how does this compare to sort of what people may have in their mind when they think about, I don't know, the New York Fashion Week that they see all these articles about in the paper or see the pictures on the news? Big designers rolling out the next big thing, the trends that everyone will be talking about. How does this compare to what happens in Kansas City? Is it the same, or is there sort of a different purpose?
It's a little bit different just because we have a lot of local designers that participate, but we also have some on the national scale that come in. I have been to New York Fashion Week, so I do know the differences between, but we try our best to make it as similar to New York Fashion Week as we can, but yet still put our own take on it because we are Kansas City.
Sure. I mean, compare it then to sort of other, are there other fashion shows like KC Fashion Week around the Midwest?
Definitely. Omaha, St. Louis, there's fashion weeks all over the country, and they're all wonderful. We are great friends with a lot of different Fashion Week communities.
We're talking about KC Fashion Week here on KCUR. Tisha Barber is executive director. Let's talk a little bit about how it works. How many designers will you feature over the next week?
We have 30 designers that will be featuring from Thursday through Sunday. So there'll be four different shows through those 4 days. And we typically have 7 or 8 designers per evening.
And how many outfits or presentations does each one of them make?
It ranges. Our minimum is 8, and then our maximum is 20. So you'll see a little bit of everything.
And dozens and dozens of
yes.
designs. How do you decide who gets in? I assume you had more than those who wanted to be in?
Yes. We typically have applications come in. I think last time we had around 65 applications come in for designers. So we go through a strict process where they apply, and then we have designer interviews, and then we kind of narrow it down from there after the interview process.
Who decides? Who's the we?
We have an entire Kansas City Fashion Week committee made up of people within the fashion industry, photographers, there's 8 of us, I think. So we all get together for like 3 days straight and just sit there and go over all of the interview questions and everything that the designers had to say to us.
How many of these designers who get in the show are local to Kansas City?
It's pretty much about half and half. So probably about 15 or 16 are local, and then the others are coming from St. Louis or Omaha, or we even have some from Florida and Texas this season.
I've wondered, how do you find the models? I mean, they are not making a year-round living probably walking the runway in Kansas City, so where do you go for the models?
We actually have a model casting. We have one for each show, and I think this time we had about 315 models show up, and we ended up selecting 250 for the roster. And from that, the designers go through the roster and select which models they'd like to walk for them.
Great. Well, let's invite our listeners to be part of the conversation. Do you plan to attend KC Fashion Week? If you do, what do you hope to see? And what are your questions about art and design as it applies to clothing and jewelry here in Kansas City? Give us a call at 816-235-2888. That's 235-2888. You also write to us on Twitter. We're at KCURCST, and our email address is centralstandard@kcur.org. KCAS.org. We're also joined today by two of the artists, the designers whose work will be on display as part of KC Fashion Week. Returning to the show is Christian Michael Schuster. You may know his menswear, the Christian Michael Collection. Welcome to you, Christian.
Thank you, sir.
Glad you're here. And Erin Stegman, you may know her from her Erin Page Jewelry Designs. Welcome to you, Erin.
Thank you very much.
Christian, let me start with you. How did you end up as a designer and clothing maker?
Well, it's something I fell into a little bit later in my life, in my mid-20s. I grew up with a great love for art and design, sketching and drawing, and even grew up hand sewing with my mother, but never really gained any of the technical skills to create modern menswear or ready-to-wear clothing.
Because it's not just a matter of having ideas or a picture in your mind. You actually have to be able to make it.
It's a great thing and a challenging thing to be able to take that design concept, that sketch in your head, and physically see it come to life in fabric. And I think that's probably one of the most rewarding things, at least to me as a designer, because I love starting the collection process in starting with my sketches, looking and picking out fabric, and then seeing it come to life in front of me as I sew the product and put it together.
Now, as a clothing designer working a fashion show like this, you're making one copy of this piece of clothing, right? This is the only place in the whole world that this piece of clothing exists.
That would be correct. So the looks that you'll see on the runway are one of a kind.
And what could a person expect to see from Christian Michael this year?
Well, Christian Michael is going to be showing Spring and Summer 2014. And as a menswear designer, I stand out from the pack a little bit. I've got a great niche in that we show only menswear for the modern style-conscious man. And this collection for Spring and Summer 2014, I'm calling my Uber prep, my yachting in the Hamptons collection.
Oh, well, very good. Well, that'll be very handy for me when I go to the Hamptons. I guess I want to ask you about this, though. You're a designer of menswear, which, you know, a lot of the talk about fashion is always about women's fashion. And we've even joked, are hemlines rising or falling? Not so much an issue for the men.
Not so much an issue. The majority of designers in the world are women's wear designers, and rightfully so, because that's where the press is, that's where the big money is, that's where the big label names are. But I have a design eye for menswear, and that's where my love of design and fashion starts is with menswear. And I wholeheartedly believe that there are enough style-conscious, affluent, active men in this day and age, and there's a great void in American menswear. And I hope and plan and want to be that great next voice for men, especially coming from the Midwest.
Yeah, how do you, push the form forward for menswear? Isn't a coat a coat? Isn't a vest a vest?
It is. A collared button-down shirt is a collared button-down shirt, but it's about the combinations, color combinations, print combinations. I do some new pattern drafting, and you'll see some new things that you don't traditionally see in the way of a, you know, jacket, tie, pants, shirt from me. But I think men's style and men's fashion is about knowing who you are as a man and being confident in your own individual style and ability.
That's Christian Michael Schuster. He's one of the artists whose designs will be on display in KC Fashion Week. Erin Stegman is also here. She designs not clothing, but jewelry. Erin, how did you get involved in Fashion Week as a jewelry designer?
As a jewelry designer, my first exposure to Kansas City Fashion Week was actually at the fall-winter show in February, and I was the sponsor. And from there, I decided, why not apply? Mm-hmm. So I was lucky enough and fortunate enough to be selected to showcase my accessory collection.
Now, I have to say, I confess that I haven't spent a lot of time at fashion shows, but it seems like it would be hard to show jewelry on a runway. If you're not sitting very close, it would be hard to see, wouldn't it?
Yes, I agree. I have been to several different fashion shows before, but I think with my collection, I'm calling it Art Meets Fashion. I have taken the clear acrylic that I traditionally use, and I've added bright acrylic paint to it. There are large, bold pieces. And as I told my models, I said, you know, as you're walking down the runway, make sure that you take the time for everyone to see it. Because, you know, unlike apparel, you know, I don't have a, you know, the backside for someone to take a look at. It's a lot of statement necklaces, bold colors, and I think it really shine on the runway.
And we should say that Erin is wearing one right now.
Yes.
A beautiful, beautiful piece, and it's large and colorful, and I think would get a person's attention.
I think so. Thank you very much.
I'm not a very good describer of these things. Do you want to tell us what you're wearing now?
Well, what I have on is one of my looks, and since it is spring and summer, I chose to concentrate on bouquets of flowers. So what I have on right now are three larger untraditional flower shapes all put together with some blue and gold crystals attached to it. So, again, I think it'll really shine with the lights.
It's quite beautiful.
Thank you.
How did you start designing jewelry? How long have you been doing this?
I have been designing jewelry since 2003, more as a hobby. And people started noticing, and everything that I was wearing, people wanted. And I would say in the last year is where I really started to concentrate on the fact that I wanted to become known in the community as a jewelry designer and treat it more as a business. So that's kind of the timeline.
And this is obviously not the first place that you've sold your work. I know you sell it online. Where else is there a market for this, for one person who designs and makes jewelry in Kansas City?
Well, besides the retail market, I really try to concentrate on the custom pieces. I love working with individuals on an individual basis. If someone is going to a special event, you know, send me a picture of your dress or the outfit that you're wearing, and we'll work together, and we will make a stunning one-of-a-kind piece.
You know, I think that one-of-a-kind piece is hard for a lot of folks to grasp, in that there's so much jewelry out there, right? I mean, every drugstore on the corner has a little display of jewelry. How do you go from making something that people feel like they've seen before to something that is really unique?
Well, I think I have a really good sense of the individual, and then that allows me to tailor that particular piece to make it different than something that you would find in a drugstore.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And also with my medium, I rarely have seen acrylic pieces out there, and with the bold colors and the mixture of the mediums really makes me stand out, and therefore makes the individual and the buyer stand out.
KC Fashion Week is next week. Their website is kcfashionweek.com. Like I said, we'll have a link to that at kcur.org. You're listening to Central Standard on KCUR. Amy in Overland Park is with us. Welcome to the program, Amy.
Hi, thank you.
I should mention Amy called us at 816-235-2888, and you can call us too. Go ahead, Amy.
I just have a question. Somebody like me who really is interested in fashion but really has no personal fashion sense, nor do I have any link to the KC fashion community, how would somebody like me get involved in Fashion Week outside of just buying tickets to some of the shows?
That's a great question. Tisha Barber is executive director. How can someone get involved even if they, like Amy and probably like me, don't really have any particular fashion sense?
Well, besides just attending the shows, we do accept volunteer applications for each season. So it's a great way to get behind the scenes and see what the designers do and see what the committee does, how we produce the show. That's a great way to get involved.
Great. And for those who do want to go to the shows, Tisha, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what happens on each of the nights of this. Because there's different events each day, right?
Exactly. Yes. We have Thursday night, Friday night. We have two events on Saturday and one show on Sunday afternoon. We have about 7 to 8 designers per night, and Friday night is actually our KC Pet Project is our charity partner this season. So we donate $3 from every ticket sold to the Friday night show to KC Pet Project. So we're really excited to be partnering with them.
Tickets range in price from
$25 to $65. Okay. $25 is general admission, $65 is front row.
Great. And there is one event that's free and open to the public, right?
Yes, that's correct. Saturday morning, we're having a boutique, runway, and designer market, and that's completely free to the public.
You know, I'm curious, asking Christian and Erin, does a fashion show kind of get you excited about your work, or actually does it just seem like a lot of stress, Christian?
Yes, there is a lot of stress. I love what I do, and I love the excitement and the buildup coming to Fashion Week and coming to that show date. But as a designer, it's an amazing amount of stress, an amazing amount of time, an amazing amount of worry. Not only are you grasping to find the best outcome for your designs, the best fabric, the best transition from your mind to reality. But at the same time, you're fighting with, will the crowd love it? Will the people love it? What's the response like? Am I going to finish in time? Did I forget that button? Where's that zipper? It becomes more than itself, but God love it. That's why we do it.
Yeah. It's a whole emotional roller coaster.
Huh? Absolutely. I agree with everything that Christian said. And as far as I earlier, I was sharing with him, you know, I have these big statement necklaces. I'm ready to go. I'm putting on the final touches of the model's apparel that they'll be wearing underneath. So why not add some bracelets to the mix, which I just decided yesterday. Why not? Let's look at the way I see it is I want to create a very complete look. Not only are you walking down, with a necklace, what else can I add to make sure that the models look very cohesive? And there's a lot of stress, but I am super excited about this collection.
I guess I'm curious, what's going on behind the scenes at the fashion show? Is all of the drama and stress that Christian and Aaron are talking about, is it Project Runway back there? Are people yelling at each other,
Tisha comes through with a clipboard throughout the evening and screams, "Make it work!" and points at people, small children, run away. Yeah,
I try to make it as much like Project Runway as possible.
Of course, it's not really like Project Runway, but is it pretty stressful backstage?
It's a little stressful. I think that everybody's a little bit stressed before their line goes right on the runway, but I haven't really seen a lot of yelling or anything.
Yeah. I wonder, I mean, we live in an age with the internet where people can see every possible design and probably including yours, online pictures of them. They can sit in the quiet of their own home thinking about what really they like and what they want. Why does a fashion show still have a place? Erin?
Well, I absolutely think that it gives life to the designs when you see it in person. I also, when you take a look at it online, it's just a two-dimensional piece. When you see the model walking down the runway, it takes on the three-dimensional quality. And you're also exposing it to, 300 to 400 people that'll be in
exactly.
the audience mm-hmm. That may not have seen it before. But I do think it gives new life to the designs to have it in person.
It's the excitement of the crowd. It's the beauty of the venue space. It's the build up to the show. It's the collection on the runway. It's the translation from design to creation. Fashion shows are an amazing experience. And if you've never attended, I encourage anybody who is listening and who's excited or may think that they'd like to try something like that, buy a ticket, come to the show. You'll have a great time.
Absolutely.
What do you think, Tisha, is the impact on the Kansas City community of something like KC Fashion Week?
I think it's great for the Kansas City community. We've had such a great response from the public with Kansas City Fashion Week just over the last four seasons, and it just keeps growing. The public comes, they have a great time. We have drinks from our presenting sponsor, Kansas Clean Distilled Whiskey, and then the designers are amazing each night, so you won't be disappointed if you come.
Sometimes when we see pictures of fashion shows in other cities, I think I speak for a lot of people when I look at those designs and I say, well, that's interesting, but I can't really imagine ever wearing that or even seeing someone wearing that in walking down the street. Am I just not sophisticated enough, or is there a disconnect sometimes between the high fashion that's on display in fashion shows and real life?
I have heard a lot of that from several people, but at Kansas City Fashion Week, we try to have a range of designers per evening. So whichever show you attend, you will probably see something that you think you could see yourself in.
Okay, and that's a different approach to a fashion
show. Exactly.
I guess I'm curious from all of you, as you've been paying attention, because you're part of the broader fashion community, what you see as the most interesting or exciting developments in fashion right now? Christian?
Well, the emerging markets that we're seeing here in Kansas City from Kansas City Fashion Week. It's not so much that it's only New York, Paris, Milan, Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago. We've got a great voice here in the Midwest between Kansas City, between Omaha, and there are a lot of talented designers. There are a lot of talented folks here in the industry that are screaming to get their names out, screaming to get their visions out, And we're starting to, you know, hit home with some of these things. And Kansas City Fashion Week is a great extension of that. So what I'm seeing trend-wise is just an openness to the idea that we're not all in Kansas with tumbleweeds, and we do know what we're talking mm-hmm. about in fashion. It's always blown me away whenever I go to other cities or attend other fashion weeks, and I tell them, oh, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri, and people instinctively look at me and say, with cows, right? And
right.
And tumbleweeds and things. And it's like, yeah, that's exactly how the city is.
816-235-2888 is the number to call if you have questions about fashion or your take on Kansas City fashion. Aaron, what do you think are the main interesting trends right now?
Well, I agree with everything that Christian said, and I was going to add one more thing to that. Is I just told somebody the other day, I said, I really think Kansas City is this hidden jewel. I think that there's great talent here, not only in the fashion industry, but in other industries as well. And we're really tapping into that. And we're looking at, there's a new voice. And I think that is what's going to start driving some of the trends out there, mm-hmm. are these new, bright, energetic designers that are really hungry to get their designs out there and express themselves. And it's going to kind of alter the direction. That's my belief.
I mean, Aaron, do you dream of one day having your jewelry displayed in those bigger cities, in a New York, in a London, in a Milan?
Hands down, yes.
Okay. That's good. You love Kansas City, but...
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and I would never lose that kind of homespun feel and appreciation for what Kansas City has offered me. But, you know, what designer, Christian, wouldn't...
Let's go to New York tomorrow.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's everyone would have to say yes to that question, right?
Absolutely, I would think so. I think you're talking about two different things, though. You're talking about where you want to do business, where your designs want to be seen, and what stages they want to be on. But being a Kansas City man, born and raised here in the city, I don't think I would ever leave. I wholeheartedly believe in taking a menswear empire from Kansas City to the coast, as opposed to going to the coast and transplanting myself. I love where I live. I love the Midwest, and I love this town.
Tisha, I guess I'm curious, is there a certain Kansas City element that is a common link between different designers in Kansas City? Is there something that people are pointing to in other cities and saying, that shows influences of being here? Do we have sort of a distinctive character in the fashion world at this point?
I don't think so. I mean, I think our diversity between the designers and just showcasing several different types of clothing and accessories is probably our most different thing that we do.
Yeah. So it's the variety.
Yeah.
And is there something that's different? You mentioned that there are fashion weeks all throughout the Midwest. Is there something that's different about Kansas City that distinguishes it from Omaha or St. Louis, or other than the particular designers who are part of it?
I'll jump in on that. Still, with Kansas City Fashion Week being new, as Tisha had mentioned, only for a few years now, I think one of the most exciting things for us at Kansas City Fashion Week this year, and that's going to help take us to that next level and get us on that stage that we want to be on, is the event location. And we're excited and proud that Union Station in downtown Kansas City is going to be the event space for this week's Fashion Week. And there couldn't be a better location. There couldn't be a better backdrop. There couldn't be a better station.
Yeah, what can folks expect to see? I mean, where in the station will it be, and how will it be set up?
It's going to be held in the Sprint Festival Plaza, so that's that very long hall that's towards the back of Union Station. We're very excited. It's going to be a 75-foot runway.
Wow.
Our longest yet.
Chairs for 500,
yeah.
Standing room only for 200 or 300 on top of that, bars and tables and pretty people and models.
Absolutely.
And fashion. And
great. Well, let's take a quick call from Judy in Blue Springs. Judy, welcome to the program.
Thanks. My granddaughter is studying fashion at Stevens. She's in her second year, and she's very excited. She just got a letter saying that she will be coming down to be some sort of helper for Fashion Week. What can she expect to learn from that experience?
Well, that's a great question. The people who get involved with it, what do they learn? What do they get out of this?
Oh, they learn a ton. We have volunteers who do everything from helping us set up the production to helping the designers backstage. She will be able to actually speak with the designers and learn directly from them.
go ahead, Christian.
Well, as a designer, we're given two production assistants from the executive committee of Kansas City Fashion Week for the shows, and those production assistants work directly for us and bringing garments in, putting them on the garment racks, getting them pressed and steamed if need be, getting models prepped and ready, putting shoes on, putting accessories on, doing finishing touches. It's going to be 10 bow ties for me. just navigating the craziness that is backstage in a live fashion show. So
tying 10 bow ties, I will not be a good production assistant for you. I am sorry to report. We are out of time, but KC Fashion Week starts next Thursday, October 3rd, runs through Sunday. It's at Union Station. You can find more information about that and about all of our program at kcur.org, the Central Standard page. Tisha Barber, Executive Director of KC Fashion Week, thanks for being here.
Thank you so much.
And Christian Michael Schuster and Aaron Stegman, artists with designs in Fashion Week. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you.
You can also go to our website, subscribe to our podcast, or hear this conversation again. You can find all of our previous shows there. It's kcur.org. Tomorrow in this time slot, it's KC Currents on Central Standard. We'll be looking at the new health exchanges and whether or not they'll actually be funded. Stay tuned now for Up to Date with the case of the KU professor on leave for what he wrote on Twitter. Also a talk with Senator Claire McCaskill. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Ross Steinmetz and Sydney Llewellyn. I'm Brian Ellison. This is KCUR.